presenting three key concepts from her latest book, Create Your Own Reality, The Ancient Wisdom.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Saturday morning, and I see everybody is here with a lot of enthusiasm, right?
Yes.
Isn't it amazing when you actually come out into a place where people have that same level of enthusiasm that you have? And you look around the room and you recognize that there's a similarity, there's something in each person you look at that you connect with. One of the things that I have found over the years, you can find people like this anywhere you go. How many of you ride BART occasionally or every once in a while? Is that not frightening? When you look around the people on BART and half of them are asleep, and most of them look like they're bored, and most of them would probably rather be anywhere else in the world than where they are and where they're going. Is that any way to live life? How many of you can honestly say that everything in your life is perfect? I see one hand. Two? All right. So this means you have more than enough money, more than enough time, more than enough love, more than enough social life, time to spend on spirituality, whatever it takes to make you be happy every single day. Now, personally, I don't know how anybody could have a perfect life. Because what was perfect last week is not perfect today, is it? Right? One book, one program, one person changes our reality. Every time I meet someone, oh gosh, there's something more to learn. Right? Do you know that in this country, I find this shocking, the average person in this country reads one book a year. Not in this crowd. Thank you. I have 7 books on my nightstand. Depending on how bad I want to go to sleep is which book I pick up. So when I really, really need to go to sleep, I pick up the book called Changing Your DNA. Yeah. It's a snooze. So what I'm trying to do in my life is expand my reality. I was told from 1991 up until 4 years ago, 5 times, I had less than 6 months to live. Thank God I'm stubborn. How many of you feel like you have to be stubborn to survive? Right? When people are telling you, like Valerie said, you can't go international, you can't write a book, you cannot do the things that are in your heart, and you don't listen, you win. When I was told, and this just absolutely amazed me. So we have to have doctors because most of us couldn't survive without them. But what I found in my life is that every time I got near a doctor, something would go drastically wrong. I went in for a finger that I cut, and I ended up with Epstein-Barr virus. Every organ in my body did a hard failure over a 12-year time period. Plus, I had breast cancer, and I had a heart attack. So I think about this 12 years, and the amazing thing is that every person I needed to meet to actually stay alive was introduced to me 6 months before I needed them. Pretty amazing. One of the things that I have found, all of you know about The Secret, right? I would imagine this room, every one of you have either read it or seen it, right?
Yeah.
What is the difference between the people who know about The Secret and make it work for them? What is it that keeps you from living your life on purpose every day? Things get in our way, right? We have to go to the job. We have to go do the grocery shopping. We have to run all these errands, and we're exhausted all the time. How many of you actually get enough sleep? you're telling me the truth. How many of you actually do things like have spa days at least once a month? Isn't that cool? You know, I was looking over at the Nu Skin, Nu Skin table and the Nikon table, and I have to tell you, we have so many tools available to us to have a better lifestyle. Now, a year ago, I thought this was really cool. Somebody came to my Elite Leads group, and they said, you got to try this galvanic face thing, right? And I'm willing to try almost anything. I don't care. I just like supporting people more than anything. So I tried this thing, and it's absolutely amazing. So you've got to go over there and take a look at it. When I had my finger cut, I actually had muscular dystrophy for 6 years. Now, if you talk to any doctor, you cannot reverse muscular dystrophy. But I want to tell you, there's not one thing in your body that was there 7 years ago. So what is the excuse for chronic or terminal illness? What is the excuse for the attitude of not succeeding? When Stanford did a study, and they actually found that 98% of everyone born, regardless of where they're born, regardless of their ethnic background, their economic background, are born with the capacity to be genius. Every 5 years, it diminishes 25%. Until at 20 years old, only 2% are left. Our environment takes away our genius. What is the genius in you that someone else took away? Even emotionally, you can remove the things that have been put upon you by someone else. So the things that you know are knee-jerk reactions. The things that you know, when you go through an emotional upheaval, how many of you get angry at things that happen? Does that solve anything? Does it help? Maybe. But stress is the number one killer in this country. Stress is responsible for causing cancer and heart attacks. Who is in control of your life?
I am.
All right? So the next time something happens and you get angry, you're the one in control. All of you know about neuro-linguistic programming, right? So the idea is you can actually alter your regular thinking by having a pattern interrupt. And a lot of people recommend that you use a rubber band and you snap the rubber band every time you have a negative thought or you do something that is not to your best interest. So I found you can actually flick your wrist, and what it does is it hits a brain center that interrupts what your normal reaction is. So when you get angry, just flick your wrist and it shocks right into your brain to stop having that reaction. So you're driving down the freeway, and some idiot, like this never happens, right? Some idiot cuts you off, and what do? You honk your horn, you get angry. When I was working in the Fortune 500 arena, I used to try to chase him down. Like that was going to help. So now what I do is I stop and think. Put a light around them. Protect them. Get them where they need to be safely. And get out of their way. It is choice, isn't it? So if things aren't working for you, you have a choice. Now this is something I discovered, and it amazes me that I didn't discover it until I was about 50. The biggest challenge you have in your life is the biggest gift you will ever have. Now, I want you to think about that. When things are not working and we are resistant to what is not working in our life, we are the problem. When we get out of our own way long enough and stop anticipating what we think we need to have in our life, then the universe provides us this beautiful lesson. if your job is not what you want it to be, you start making a challenge immediately today. What are you going to do that will offer you an opportunity that 1 year from today, you love what you're doing? Erica, a year ago, was offered an opportunity and it wasn't the right timing. A year later, it's perfect. So who has a job that they really don't particularly like? Anyone? Cool. What do you do?
I teach in an adult school.
Okay. This is so typical me. I was thinking yesterday about what I wanted to do to try to challenge people. So would you come up here for a second? See, in my world, there's no excuses. There's only solutions. And I want you to remember that. There are no excuses. There's only solutions. So I put this together. It's a six-month calendar. And it's to challenge you as to what you would want in your life. You know the bucket list, right? It's coming out available on Tuesday. You can buy the DVD. Well, I've had my bucket list, things like going down the Nile in a cruise. You know, I want to be in Jerusalem on Christmas Eve for a service. You know, to do major things in your life. You know, I don't care what they are. One of these days, I'm going to jump out of a helicopter and do heliskiing. So what I did is I put together a calendar that you put together your bucket list, and then you put together all of the people who can help you. How many of you are comfortable asking for help? Okay, every one of you needs to get really good at this. Now, I think that's why I got so sick, because it made me ask for help. If you don't ask for help, you deprive the other person from being able to do something generous. Now, all of you that don't like to ask for help, you're the best at giving. You have to learn to be balanced and be just as good at asking for help. So then what I did is that every single week you have this week's priority and then all the things that you are doing to make this a real action step. So the difference between the secret and why most people are not accomplishing what they really want is they're not in action. I don't care how many affirmations you say, if you don't take action, it will not happen. You're not going to open your door and find the pot of gold on your doorstep. So I want you to take this. Will you really commit to doing something? You know, and it's never, ever too late to start over. Remember the city slickers? Thank you so much, Barney. Remember city slickers and the do-over? Right? The whole idea was when you're a kid and something didn't work, you hit the ball but you missed, right? And you didn't get the first base, you could have a do-over, right? So every day is a do-over. How many of you have ever thought that you wanted to end up with an Aladdin's lamp and have three wishes? Wouldn't that be cool? Well, I'm going to give you permission that from this point on, the rest of your life, you have unlimited wishes. Unlimited. So now what you get to do is not only have unlimited wishes, but now you have to take action to make those wishes come true. And you put it out there in the universe. And I am so amazed that all I have to do is think about something and someone or something will appear. Because I am so on purpose in my life. I've done all the tough stuff. And now I am reaping the rewards. So whose business in here is not at the level financially that it should be? Wow. Okay. One person from each table, if you will come up. What's your biggest challenge in your business? Yeah, just come on.
How many people know about it? You want me to come up?
Yeah. So it's
Letting more people know about it.
Okay. Yeah. So Elite Leagues is a concept that I came up with growing up in Mendocino. If you didn't get known in the community, you couldn't survive, right? Tiny little town, Mendocino. So Elite Leagues is based on what it would be like if you were living in a small town and you had to survive. And so what I did, I want you to take a calendar, and what I want to do is challenge you to start looking at how you build relationships, because every single business has no less than 10 to 50 people who could refer you enough business that you would thrive in any economy. So every year in Elite Leads, 90% of everybody that I work with exceeds their goals. The average person ends up with 50% of their business referred to them. If you're not getting, at that point, 50% of your business referred to you, do not keep doing the same things you're doing. Right?
Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
What's your biggest challenge?
My name's Leora, and I would say marketing, and also deciding which community to live in.
Right. So it's hard to be in two places at once, isn't it? I would say that the community where you feel most alive is the best for you. Now, we talked a little bit earlier. Will you commit to start doing things to engage other people? So the first priority, when you have more than enough money, have you found that you can make better decisions?
Yeah.
Right? So what I want you to think about is the first priority you have, and in this country, you have to spend 50% of your time marketing your business until you get to a level that you have more than enough money. Once you have more than enough money, then you alter what you're doing, start getting rid of clients that are just a pain in your backside. And we do have those people in our lives, don't we? So what you're going to find is that of the people who take all your time and they don't do what they're supposed to do and they're always late with things, you get rid of them because you can work with 3 to 5 people in that same amount of time as that one person who gives you a hard time. Right? Thank you.
Thank you.
What is your biggest challenge?
Me.
You.
I'm Margie. Me is my biggest problem. I get in my own way. Nikin and I'm also a tax preparer, and I get a lot of referrals, but I get too comfortable, and though I got better, I fired 3 clients last year. So,
so between Nikin and the tax work, which is your preference?
It's a tough one. I like them both. A lot.
So how many of you do multiple things? You know, and the problem with doing multiple things is we're fractured. So one of the things that I created, which is so helpful for me, because I am such a driver, that driver personalities, you know, we see something, we start taking action, the next thing you know, you've got 30 things on your desk and, you know, 40 file folders and all these different things. And so the hard thing is staying focused. So the difference between people who are successful and people who struggle is the focus that you have. So I want to challenge you to actually divide your work week up. What time are you spending doing NECAN? How much time are you spending doing your tax business? And then start watching what happens to each one of them. Right? So if you commit to specific times to do specific things, what you'll find is that you alter everything in your life. So you raise the bar. Now, we're all in control here again, so remember, all you have to do is start thinking about where your priorities are. Thank you.
Thank you.
My biggest challenge is because I'm by myself in my office, and when my assistant, who I can only afford one day a week, isn't there, for me to stay on track with all the things that I know I can do.
Yeah. So how many of you feel a little pressured, like there's just too much to do, not enough hours in the day, right? Don't know how you're ever going to survive all this. How many of you have ever heard of the 4-hour work week? Timothy Ferris. Yeah, I am such a fan. I am such a fan. What he did is he actually came out of his office after working 70 hours a week, 26 years old. He saw a man in his 50s getting into his car, red convertible, and the guy, you know, balding, and Timothy had this epiphany. He thought, that's me 20 years from now. And it was the coolest thing because he rearranged his life, got a one-way ticket to Europe, And when he's getting off the airplane in London, he decided that instead of looking at his emails 100 times a day, he would actually look at it 2 hours a week. So the next morning, he gets up and he analyzes his client base, and he found out that 80% of his business came from what? 20% of his clients. The other 80% of his clients were the pain in his backside, right? They were the ones on the phone from 9 in the morning till 9 o'clock at night. So he rearranged his entire business so that he ended up telling the 80% of his clients, if you want to continue to do business with me, this is what you need to do. We're going to put you on an automatic pilot program. So how many of you keep putting up with that 80% of your clients? Because everybody has an 80-20 rule. Everybody. It's the platinum rule. So if you take the time, what he did is he then found people that he could hire remotely so that he wasn't making the decisions. So if you look at the things that you're doing, if you can hire someone and pay as much as $200 an hour to have that work done, you personally cannot afford to do it yourself. Because if your time is not worth $200 an hour, you need to readjust and reevaluate what you're doing in your business. I want you to really think about this. That is the base minimum of what somebody's time is worth. So what I'd like to do is challenge you to start looking at the tasks. So what I did is I made a monthly calendar, and every task that has to be done in my business is on that calendar. Then I block out during the week what hours are my set in schedule, like my Elite Leads meetings. What hours are blocked out? Now, yeah, I know about you, but I'm not crazy about exercising. So what I do is I get on my Giselle, and I'm doing a half an hour, 4.5 miles, while I'm watching Ellen DeGeneres. Because then it's not so painful. So I don't care what it takes, whether it's like Kate walks for, what, 4 miles every morning in San Francisco, right? And she gets walking buddies to go with her, so she's more likely to do it. I don't care what it takes, but to have that balance in your life is absolutely mandatory for you. So what I want you to do is look at the steps that it takes to be able to get new tasks delegated to other people. There's this wonderful website. It's called Your Man in India. Thank you very much. So yourmanindia.com, Y-M-I-I. You can hire master degreed people for $4 an hour. Isn't that amazing? Because it... Y-M-I-I, Your Man in India. So all those nasty little tasks that you don't like doing. The other night, I hired a virtual assistant that is actually taking my book to the radio show producers and setting up the interviews for me. I don't have the time to do that during the day. So it doesn't get done. What else doesn't get done in your life? What are the things that if you could just do a little more of, your life would be more on purpose? That you would have more control over what happens on a day-to-day basis. So how many of you do all of your housework on the weekends? Come on. I know most of you do.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Okay. So this is what I've learned to do. I do one room at one specific day during the week. The laundry goes in the morning to the washer and into the dryer at night. So I'm not using prime time on the washer and dryer, right, the high utility times. But the cool thing about this is that I never feel overwhelmed. Because when housework overwhelms me, it just doesn't get done. I'm sorry. I have priorities. Right? So I want you to start thinking about your priorities. Like my manicurist, this was so funny to me. My manicurist says that she works from 9 in the morning till 7 at night, and then she goes home and she cooks for her husband and their two girls. Now, her girls are teenagers. And I said, you know what? You've done this completely wrong. Because those girls should be cooking for you by now.
That's right.
how you set up your family dynamics to be a complete unit, that you're not the go-to person for everything. You know, have you ever heard, Mom, where's my sneakers? Right? Like, you wore them? So, set this up right. Take control of our lives by initiating the task that everybody else needs to be responsible for. You are not responsible for everyone's lives. Your children, when they're under 12 years old, yes, you need to do a lot of things to help them get ready to start moving into their life. But at a certain point, you need to start teaching them to be independent, self-starters, motivated, free thinkers. So how many of you married somebody at one time in your life who actually just worked and came home and expect to be waited on? So whose fault is that? Moms. Right? So the moms didn't teach the boys how to be an integral part of the family life. When mothers take control, and this is something matriarchal societies, if you've never studied matriarchal societies, the crime rate is 10% of what it is in a patriarchal society. It's up to women to learn how to teach the children what is acceptable in behavior, what we want the next generation to grow up to be and to be responsible for. If you look around, and I believe this with all my heart, every person who comes into my 6-foot rule, right? 6 feet away from me, I need to talk to them. I know Sean does this all the time. I believe that they are all gifts for me. Each and every person brings something into my life that I didn't have before I met them. When you look around at all the people walking down the street who make no eye contact, that is not a way to live your life. Engage the people around you. Everywhere you go. How many of you have been on a cruise? I speak on a cruise once a year. That's my vacation. This is the coolest thing because they actually let me go and my guests go free. And I get to sell my books. And I'm speaking 4 hours out of 10 days.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Now, every one of you can do that. So, I actually teach people how to do that because I believe that every one of you has at least one book in you. Mm-hmm. At least one story. And if we have 1,000 people telling the story about how you need to control your life, how you need to inspire someone else, then won't we have more people living their life on purpose? Is there any reason for any of us to spend another year lacking the things that we want? There are no excuses. I have never seen anything like the availability that we have in this country to make our wishes come true. That you can go from the poorest families in the poorest neighborhoods and be multi-millionaires 5 years later. What is the difference between what you're doing and what other people who come from other countries who see that the streets are still lined with gold? Is it their attitude, their work ethic, how they embrace the opportunities? What is the opportunity that you have not taken advantage of? What can you do that next year at this time, you look back on this moment and you think that was the pivot point? That you just needed to hear it one more time. I'm not telling you anything new. You all know this. You are born in a country that the Constitution actually guarantees you the right to pursue happiness. How many of you are not taking advantage of your given right being here in this United States? Focus on the things that you can change. Engage others who can change the things that you can't. Do not take your time worrying about things, stressing over things, and engaging other people in those things if you cannot change them. It is a waste of your time and energy. So I want to challenge all of you. From this point forward, you go out and you create your own reality. Thank you.
I think that we have like 5